Here Shaitan is talking to Allah. So no one was present at that time. None of us were there. And Shaitan said something to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about how he intended to misguide us, human beings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his infinite mercy, he quoted that so that we have it, so that we can read it, we can reflect on it, and we can then see what mechanism will Shaitan use to attack us, and how can we then repel that mechanism. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quote from Shaitan? ثُمَّ لَأَتِيَنَّهُمْ. Then Shaitan says, certainly, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rejects Shaitan and removes him from the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Shaitan quotes back to Allah, ثُمَّ لَأَتِيَنَّهُمْ. Then verily, verily, I will come upon them. Here, أَتِيَنَّ. It's a siwa, it's a verb form of emphasis. Surely, surely I will come upon them. How? Now, one, he's saying, I will definitely come upon them. I will attack them. I will come upon them. And then he describes the mechanism by how he'll do that. مِن بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ. I'll come from surrounding them. وَمِن خَلْفِهِمْ. And from behind them. وَمِن أَيْمَانِهِمْ. And from their right side. وَمِن شَمَائِلِهِمْ. And from their left side. So here Shaitan is showing how fervently he's going to attack us. From in front of them, from behind them, from the right of them, from the left of them. Shaitan is basically saying he's going to attack us from every single direction. Okay? And then he revealed something which it would have been better for him to not to have revealed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quoted it so that we could benefit from it. And what is that? What will be the result of my attacking them? فَلَا تَجِدُ. Then he's talking to Allah. He's talking directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, فَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. And the result will be that you will find that most of them will not be thankful. You will find that most of them will not be thankful. So here, Shaitan is showing his mechanism of how he intends to distance people from Allah. He will attack them from the front. He will attack creation from behind. He will attack creation from the right. He will attack creation from the left. The result will be that they will be disconnected from thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that disconnection occurs, then Shaitan knows that he won the battle. So here, this ayah is actually highlighting the importance of being thankful. The importance of being thankful. Because this is actually the result that Shaitan is showing. He is showing that he will cause human beings to lack thankfulness. And once they lack that, then that's the disconnect that occurs between them and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, now, then the issue of thankfulness becomes very important. Because here Shaitan identified it as the core of the matter. So for us to then go through the Sharia and understand thankfulness is very, very important. And that's what we're going to talk about for the next few minutes. Because it's essential for anyone who wants to progress to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they inculcate within them being thankful. Now, obviously the common thing which we run through our minds when you talk about thankfulness is being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's essential. That's essential. That is the premise of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a very, very special type of dhikr, and it's a very, very deep type of dhikr. Now, a few days last week, and then 3 weeks before that, I talked about using the signs of Allah to remember Allah. Right? So you see the tree and you think of Allah, you see the sky and you think Allah created it, you see the moon and you think Allah created it. That's one level of your interaction with the universe. But there's actually a second level, and that is that to remember that not only did Allah create each of these things, but He created it for us. You look through the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights, lakum, right? هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُم مَّا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. It is Allah who created everything in the earth for you. So one thing is to look at the universe and to recognize that it's a sign of Allah and it reminds you of Allah being the creator, but then you have to go one step further. Then you have to recognize that, subhanAllah, Allah actually created this for me. Who am I? Who am I that this whole universe should be created for me? Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this for each of us so that we could remember Him and so that we could be thankful to Him. Now look at the benefit that we take from our universe. The sun, it warms us.